Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
All right, welcome listeners and family, friends from around the world. It's another episode of The Legal Eagle and the Coach. Hope you guys are ready for another exciting show. I know I am. Today, The Legal Eagle is actually, having to take care of his wife. She's having some oral surgery, so he will not be joining us on the show. However, I, the coach, will carry the show through. As our soaring legal eagle calls me the lion, I will carry it through with honor and prestige as we move forward. So last night was a really cool and incredible event called the 10X Tank. It's my mastermind event. It's Houston's premier mastermind event, and we put it on over at the 2603 Club there on 2603 Augusta. And it's in the office building there. Really cool layout they have where it's set up perfect for video and for everyone to get together and network. And then, of course, to have the mastermind with that. So had a really exciting time. Met a lot of great people. Had a lot of great input for my guests that came out there. And I invite entrepreneurs to come out there, especially if they have a new product or a new pitch that they're giving, or maybe they've revamped, they've worked with their coach, or they worked with somebody and they revamped their 60-second commercial for networking events, and they need to come out and, they just need to get in front of a crowd and get some feedback and say, hey, how is that messaging? How am I doing? How did I deliver it? What could I do better? What did not connect with you at all? That type of thing. And we had a really, really great event. And a big shout out to my sponsors for that event, which include Farmers Insurance, Infusionsoft, Event of Significance, my host of the event, Kelly Chavalet with Chavalet Noir Influencers, also Albert Okabwe, the CPA group. I've got so many. I hope I'm not forgetting any of them off the top of my head. Liz Newton, liznewton.com, your LinkedIn strategist. And of course, me, Growth Coaching Systems. We had a great time, and a big shout out to all the sponsors that helped put on that event. One of the things that event has done, because it's coming up on a year, I got one more event in August, and then September marks 1 year of the 10X Tank. And 10X Tank started as a fun thing, a gentleman named Robert Gutierrez and I put together, and we were going to have some fun. Robert had a networking group, and you guys, entrepreneurs can relate. Networking groups, they build up and they're great for a while, and then they kind of, some people phase off and some new people phase in, and his kind of phased out and kind of died. So we were sat down over lunch and, I really want to get something going. I really need to get something going. I said, I'd really like to do a mastermind, and this is how I'd like to do it. And he says, let's put it together. So a week later, I, after sending out, about 25, 26 emails and some Facebook posts and whatever, I brought about 18, 20 people over to, at that time, it happened in the tenant lounge at my office. Brought about 18 people over there. They weren't really sure why they were coming, but they showed up, and the 10X Tank was born. And what they did and what they learned and what it has become is it is Houston's premier mastermind event for entrepreneurs and owners of small businesses and mid-sized businesses, people that have three to 50 employees, to come and practice. Come get in front of the lights and the cameras and get a mic on and give us a pitch. You've been pitched to six different coaches from six different niches, and then a room full of like-minded entrepreneurs that are there to do the same thing you are and learn. And you get in front of me and you pitch. You do your thing. You 60-second commercial, pitch a new product, and then just get feedback from the room. The room opens up, and It's delivered to everybody in a very authentic way. No one holds back. Everyone can feel pretty safe about, you know, if you mess up or whatever, you know, we can do all kinds of things with the cameras and the film footage, but just a really, really fun event. And coming up on a year in September, I've got some news that'll be coming out about that. But we right now we've moved that event over to the Legal Eagles office, and we're actually in his they call it the 2603 Club, but it's like it's their boardroom, and it's put together like it's put together kind of like a club, if you will. It's got a bar area and all that. It's got a really nice backdrop for video footage, and for entrepreneurs that come out and practice, and they've been several times, and they've got, you know, they got the message down pretty good. They know, you know, hitting their target audience, you know, giving them the problem that's worth solving for them, giving them their solution in a very concise way, and then giving them some call to action. Once they film that, then Jay, the video guy, can get into the studio and his back office there and do what he does best, put his video together with some B-roll footage and everything else, and do a really nice 30 to 45 second sizzle commercial is what I call it, but it's just a little, you know, sizzle for the entrepreneur to use on Facebook, Twitter, their email, maybe put it on their website. It's a short, very concise way to get your message out to everybody. It's a lot of fun. So I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was a great night. We had a lot of fun. And during the event, it was brought to me is that, you know, what were we really there for? And I think Brendan Burchard sums it up pretty good. You know, he says for us, for the next level for all of us in owning the fact that if we don't lift others as we climb, there's no victory for any of us. So last night at the event, that was kind of the underlying feeling that everyone got, is everyone was there to claim a victory in themselves, claim a victory in what they were doing, but to lift everyone else in the room up as we all gave, you know, we gave criticism. There was some honest criticisms, you know, hey, I don't really know who you were talking to. I don't know really what you were selling. You presented something great, but I don't know what you presented. On the flip side, there was some really positives, like, wow, you nailed that. That was the best. I got exactly what you were talking to. I got exactly what you were selling. I know exactly what you want me to do. And what I need now is a phone number. The only thing you missed out on was, so it was some really good feedback, but I think Brendan sums it all up there in that quote of his, which you can actually find floating around on Facebook and everything. But for all of us to get to the next level, it really is going to depend on if we lift others up as we climb so that all of us can claim victory. Because without it, none of us do. So, you know, that was a really great feeling in the room last night. And if you haven't got invited to a 10X Tank, well, what you need to do is get over to Facebook, and you can go to Legal Eagle and the Coach Facebook, and you can put a comment in there and just say, I want to be invited to the next 10X Tank. It happens. The next one's in August. I actually don't have the date in front of me, which is surprising, but second Tuesday in August. You know, give me some information, a name and email on the Facebook page there, and I'll get with you. We'll have a conversation, see a little bit about who you are, what you do, and who you serve, and then we'll see if that fits for the room that I'm putting together for that event, and we'll get you out to one of the 10X tanks. A lot of fun. It was one surprising thing about the event was asking these entrepreneurs and these coaches, because I have these coaches that are, you know, some of them are pretty prominent coaches in the Houston area, and asking them, you know, one of the questions in my whiteboard session is your competitive landscape. Tell me about your competitive landscape. Who are your competitors? And people always look at me and like, oh, well, my competitors, I don't have any competitors here. Well, I haven't really thought about that, or they can name off four or five of them. And, Then the next follow-up to that question is, okay, out of these people you named, or, you know, if you don't know who you're competing with, well, that's a problem to begin with. But, you know, for those that name them off, the next question is, do they know that you're competing with them? I mean, it's only logical if you're claiming to have influence in the market and you know your competitors. Do they know you're out there competing with them? Because if they don't feel you, then you're probably not making enough noise and you're probably not getting things done the way you want to. And it's going to be hard to 10x your results in any way if your competition doesn't even know that you're competing with them. So it was an interesting question that I stumped the entire room with. And that was a lot of fun. But like I said, if you want to get invited, it is the premier mastermind event in Houston. I don't know anyone that's doing anything like it. A lot of fun, great people there. I'll post up the promo video. You can take a look at it and see kind of how the room flows and how things kind of get done at the 10X Tank. Did put it up on Periscope Live, and you can go find that on my ID is iCoach Biz Pros on Periscope. You can find his footage is probably still up from that. We just had a good time last night, and the value in the room was awesome. And just one more time, I want to thank everybody that came out and thank all my sponsors that were there. So, you know, like I said, going to be a great show. I've got Jamil Sanders up as my guest here in just a few minutes. This guy is outstanding. We're going to get a lot of insights from him. And reading through his information, then he and I share something because, you know, I was in a book with Brian Tracy called Change Agents. And he is doing some things where he gets people involved as change agents. So I think we're going to have some synergy there to have a really, really cool discussion. So stick with us. I'm going to go to commercial break, and I'll be back with Jamil right after these messages.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Another exciting episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. Like I mentioned in the monologue, the soaring Legal Eagle is out today, actually with his wife, taking care of an oral surgery appointment that she had set up. So our prayers and thoughts go out to her as she gets through that and gets back to the house and recovers, which according to the time, she should be almost ready to head on out of there. So with all that being said, we're really excited to welcome our guest, Jamil Sanders. Jamil, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm great. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, that is awesome. What part of the country are you in?
I am actually in Gastonia, North Carolina, about 20 minutes from Charlotte.
Okay. All right. So you're enjoying some of the pleasant summertime heat like we are here in Houston.
I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it, but it's been rather warm.
It has. Well, you know, I in prepping for the show, I got to read through some of the information that was sent to us, and check out some stuff on the website and all of that. And, you know, before we get into, you know, interview questions and all that kind of good stuff, just tell the audience a little bit about yourself and who you are, and just get them kind of up to speed so that we can get into a really cool conversation. You know, like I teased them with, you have some people called change agents that you work with, and I did the book with Brian Tracy, Change Agent. So it's kind of cool. We have some synergies there. But before we get into all that cool, you know, who is Jamil Sanders?
That's a great question. Jamil Sanders is basically somebody that has devoted his life to life and business strategy and helping people to basically improve their lives and grow their businesses through systems, through books, through live events, through partnerships with other forms of media. And you talked a lot about masterminds before I came on. Through mastermind groups and different coaching and development mechanisms, we're really aimed at empowering people and entrepreneurs for success in every area of their life. And so I had the pleasure of doing that through four books now, through my business, through different entrepreneurial endeavors that we're doing around the world in training and developing entrepreneurs, because that's just very important to me. And getting a generation and people around the world to understand the vehicle that entrepreneurship provides, not only for freedom, but the opportunity for all of us to live at a different level and to reach our dreams and our goals. And so that's really what I'm passionate about, helping leaders, helping entrepreneurs manifest their dreams and their goals. And of course, like you said, producing change agents in the process, you know, developing these leaders and these groups and these innovators that go into industry in different places and make a difference in the world, not just financially, but through social impact as well.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So and like I said, I read through your stuff, so I kind of cheated a little bit. You do a lot of training and teaching and mentoring on leadership. Mm-hmm. And it's right there on the, if you go to JamilSanders.com, guys, go pop up the website if you're in a position to do that. It pops up right there. And in the second line, it says leaders for success. In doing that and living up to that message that's right there on your website, what do you see, where do you see people at right now? And is that the most important thing that you work on, is the mindset and the leadership abilities, developing them to be the leaders that they need to be, that their community and businesses need them to be? Is that something you focus on quite heavily, or is it kind of medium, or is it something that just kind of happens as you go through your process?
I love that question. Leadership is my true passion. When I started out, you know, my business, I told somebody recently, it went through three evolutions. It was this life strategist where I was helping people get their lives on track. And then, you know, everybody's like, you have a finance degree, you have all this business knowledge. So then we went into business. But all along the line, and probably all throughout my life, the thing that has been most important to me is leadership. And so everything that I do, I've really tried to infuse leadership into it. And so this has been a big year because I have a new book out, Chosen, and I've really been talking extensively about a lot of things that I only shared in private conversations with leaders and executives and different people. But I'm sharing the message and the lessons that I've learned in my parents and different individuals have taught me about leadership. But I think leadership is going through a lot in the world right now. I think that we are facing the greatest leadership challenge of any generation. And I think that how we respond to it right now is going to determine the outcome of the next few years in terms of leadership. There's so much crises. There's so much scandal. There's so much bureaucracy. There's so much different, so many different factors that are playing into what's going on with leadership around the world. And so what my message right now to leaders is to, yes, have the skills, have the knowledge, be confident in what you do, but also understanding that we need to link integrity and authenticity and compassion and love and all of those ingredients into our leadership models if we're really going to be successful. And so that's one of the things I do. I do it through leadership development groups and training and, like you said, materials and all types of things, because I don't just want people to be successful, but I want them to have long-time success. And I think that if we develop the person first and then work on, you know, the goals and the dreams and all the other things, I think that the person will have the staying power that they need to be successful for a long period of time.
And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's something that I see as well here in my neck of the woods here in the Houston, Texas area. And we're seeing it pretty prevalently throughout the country is, you know, people are almost, they're almost begging for a leader to show up. You know, they're kind of almost wanting someone to take charge and take lead. What I'm also seeing and be interested to get your take on is I'm seeing a gap. And I was talking to a good friend of mine last night at my mastermind event. He has a radio show called Unleashed Radio on the Bloomberg channel. And we were talking, and he's identified a big problem with leadership and especially community stuff, where some of our baby boomers that stepped up and have been leading us are now getting to an age where they are retiring, some of them are passing away, and there seems to be a gap in leaders. Like they haven't mentored anyone to take over these positions and these you know things that they're doing. So there's a gap there. Are you seeing that in your coaching practice as well?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things when I was preparing to write this book, and let me just say, when I prepared to write Chosen, it was not a book I was going to write. I was getting ready to write another personal development type book, and I really felt an urgency that 2015 was the year that I really needed to hone in and put a message out to leaders. And what you just said was one of the first things that came to me as I was writing and putting this book together. We have a huge gap, and we have a huge breakdown in the learning curve, like you said, between generations, because we have not put the proper succession plans in place. And so we have a generation that is leaving, like you said, the workforce and leaving different places. And because there was no transfer of knowledge or wisdom to the next generation, we have this huge gap. And, you know, a lot of different factors play into that. Sometimes, the baby boomer generation feels like the younger counterparts don't really deserve certain information, or they don't want them to have access to certain things. But I think it's doing a great disservice to the next generation of leaders, because there are individuals coming behind them that really do want mentorship. They really do want that knowledge and that information. And without that knowledge and information, they're going to get left behind, and they're going to have to work two and three times as hard to be successful because they don't have that information. And so what we've created is success without succession. And, you know, we say it in the corporate arena that you need a succession plan, but we also need a succession plan for leadership. And how are we going to transfer this knowledge and wisdom and information to the next generation so that they are empowered to step into these positions of power and influence in the world?
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, I came out of the athletic coaching world, where I spent a large part of my career climbing the ladder as a professional coach. And part of the frustration of climbing that ladder was the fact of what you just pointed out. The older generation, they didn't want to give, like they weren't willing all the time to give the information that you needed. And they were like, well, you know, there wasn't anyone there for me to figure that out. So you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to tough through it. And what they're, you know, some of my friends and older people in the sports that I came out of, what they're finding now is they wish they would have taken some of these people under their wing and kind of shown them the ropes, because now they don't have anyone to take over what they've built. Like, they've built these great programs, these great things, but there's no one there to take it over. So you have, you know, one, them frustrated because they can't, they feel they can't move on because what they built will fall apart. And then you have the people that are the younger generation, kind of my generation, I'm in my 40s, in my generation, they're saying, okay, we're willing to take over, but you're going to have to stay around a while and show me all the things I've been begging you for. Because, it, you know, it just wasn't there, you know, it wasn't there. And the, you know, we've had a big shift in, I guess, you know, the way things are done because of technology and everything else. And, you know, the way you and I are putting together our coaching platforms, our businesses and everything, that won't be the way that our kids put together their businesses and everything. Some of the fundamentals will still be there, but the way they go about doing it, because information is more readily available, you have to teach them, you know, what's important, and then show them kind of how you did things so that they can put that into their own systems and processes as the evolution of technology and all this stuff changes. So I really like that point. Now, are you an active minister right now? Because I've read through your bio and that. How do you see that? Because I'm seeing that, I'm a minister myself. I see that playing a very important role in this expert space. And
I loved,
are you finding that that's like a kingpin to, in some instances, and I hate to say it this way, but it's just going to come out how it comes out. That seems to be a kingpin to success, and the kingpin to leadership and learning is the spiritual aspect of your life. However you develop and grow that aspect, it has to be there in some form, fashion. It's you can't have a gap in any of these, in any area. Everything has to be working in harmony, or else you cannot, you know, you can't be successful in the way you want to be.
I love that question. I agree with you 100%. One of the things that I've been talking about, as I've been speaking about leadership, we've gone through a number of powerful shifts in the world. We went from the industrial age. We've gone through the information and the digital age. But what I believe we've hit a tipping point in the world now is that we're coming into a spiritual age. And so people like myself, people like you, we have an awesome opportunity to merge economics and all of these things with spirituality and to bring this to the forefront of a generation. I absolutely believe that spirituality is the foundational base for all success in life, and that when you build your foundation of success around spirituality, you're building something that's sustainable and powerful, and that can last, like you were talking about, for a really, really long time. And so the great privilege I've had is because of all of the media exposure and the Huffington Post and, you know, all of the different media outlets, it has given me the opportunity to communicate powerful and timeless wisdom and spiritual truths to a generation and bring this to the forefront. And the greatest thing that I love about it, it started some amazing conversations, and it's getting a generation to realize and understand that spirituality is going to be a key ingredient, not only in terms of business, but in leadership and in how I live my life. And so it's amazing the shift that's happening and the conversations that are taking place with the next generation, as they get this understanding that everything kind of springboards from a place of spirituality. I know that it has always been that way for me, and so I'm trying to infuse that into everything that I do so that this generation and those that work with me understand that that area, your inner world, your spiritual life, is really the epicenter that everything else flows from. And communicating that truth every opportunity I get is so important to me.
That, you know, you couldn't have said it best. And you know what's funny about our conversation here and the, as you put it, the conversations that are taking place about spirituality, it's contrary to what you hear in the news media. It's not like I hear them saying, you know, all these different things about, we, you know, somebody's taking this out of the courtroom and someone's doing this and someone's doing that. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm out working and when I'm doing my events, like, you know, last night I had my mastermind event, which was really cool, but I'm out there with the events, I'm out there with the people, and that's not the conversation. Like, that's not what they're wanting at all. It's like it's exact opposite of what the media is telling us, and it's exactly right. What you and I are talking about here is these people are looking for, because in some ways we fell away from or got away from that piece, thinking that we can be successful, we just focus on the business and we just do these things, we can be successful. But what really took place is there was gaps in our life.
Right.
And these gaps, we tried to fill them with all kinds of stuff and it didn't work. And now it's kind of like, okay, well, what's missing? And it comes back to some kind of spiritual foundation with the higher power, with God in the universe and all that. People are longing for that. They're not wanting to get further away from it. And it's kind of funny that you brought it up that way, because that's exactly what I'm seeing here in the Houston, Texas Metroplex here. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm not seeing people wanting to take it out. I'm seeing people wanting to put more in.
Exactly.
So it's great. I'm going to have to go to commercial break. And what we're going to do is go to commercial break, have a few commercials. I want to come back. There's a couple of, I guess, their press releases here on the front page, and one of them just caught my mind, and it's Crush It, and I just want to touch on that a little bit, because the visual pretty much says it all. And if anyone gets over to JamelSanders.com and checks out the front page, it's the second post that he has up there. It's called Crush It, but we're going to run to commercial break real quick, and then we'll be back and continue the conversation with Jamil right after these messages.
Lorenzano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the best hour in internet radio. It's Legal Eagle and The Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with Jamil Sanders. The Legal Eagle is, as I've said a couple of times, he's out. He's having to do what us guys do. He's having to take care of a family member while they're, having some different procedures done. So wish him and the family all the best and speedy recovery to the processes and everything that they have done there. And getting back to Jamil here, the second post on your on the front page of your website there is called Crush It. And I'm always into really simple graphics, and you have a really simple graphic there, and it has two decisions: panic or crush it. And I'm not going to spoil it, but go ahead and tell us about this piece, because I think the graphic, there's a lot of people that come to that crossroads and they just don't know where to go.
That's so good. It's so funny you brought that up, because I was doing a Periscope a little earlier and I was talking to them about how my business was in the middle of this third major rebranding. And so, all of this, how anxiety comes with as you're making all of these different adjustments and changes and different things were going on. And so as an entrepreneur, I say, if all of this is going on with me, I wonder what else is going on with other entrepreneurs and leaders and people. And so I decided to write that post about crushing it. And I can't claim exclusivity to the concept because it came out of a great book that I read, Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. But it's a powerful statement about life. And basically what the piece is talking about is making this decision, like you said, that you can either panic, you can be in fear, you can live in a constant state of, you know, trepidation in your life, or you can make a decision that you're going to break through the fear, break through the limitation, break through the barrier, and that you're going to crush it. And so crush it is a mentality. It is a commitment that I have made in my life and the clients that work with me have made to produce a lifestyle of excellence and to bring the best of who you are to what you do. And so it's a constant state of growing and developing and learning and improving and never getting to a place where you're just satisfied, you know, with where you are and you're not pushing and pressing to do and to be and to accomplish more with your life. And so I wrote it. It was a very popular piece with a whole lot of people because I believe it resonates so well with where people are in their lives right now. We're in the third quarter of this year, and, you know, this is about the time that a lot of people start, you know, feeling sorry for themselves and woe is me, and, you know, I'm not accomplishing my goals, and I'm not doing this. And what they don't understand, it really starts with a decision, and that decision to break out of mediocrity, to break out of the status quo, and to press and pursue more in your life is all it takes to turn the tide and to create the success and the results that you want to see. So that's kind of where Crush It came from.
And the book is a great book. You know, Gary writes he writes a good book.
Yeah.
You know, really funny because right underneath that post is, you know, why your business should be on Periscope. And you just hit on it, you know, and I guess you heard about me using that that media last night at the Next Tank and posted that out to everyone so they could kind of see. But, you know, when people come into your world, when they're first introduced to you, maybe they, maybe somehow they followed you by some chance on Twitter, and then they get that alert that you're up live on Periscope and they connect with you, then they make that first step. What is that first step into your funnel? What is that, you know, first easy offer that you use? Is it a call? Is it a, you know, a free download worksheet that they can kind of start getting involved with? What does that look like to start working with you?
That's a great question. The first thing that I like to do with individuals is to basically have a discovery session with them. And so usually when they contact us, we get that information, and I like to personally reach out to them and to connect with them and to really find out what is important to them. And actually, we have what I call an empowerment exploration assessment that we do. And basically, it takes these different metrics and it does an evaluation to discover what is important to this person. What do they want to accomplish? What is their passion? What are their goals? And basically, I like to sit down, work with them, find out what areas are most important to them, what are their priorities, what do they want to focus on, what are they really, really great at, and what things do they want to improve. And basically from there, we begin to construct a strategy and what I call a life plan to help them work on those areas, whether that be personally or whether it involves a business analysis and understanding different things that are going on in their business. So we kind of set it up from there. And if they want coaching, they can get coaching. If they don't want coaching, they can still opt in for the newsletter. And we do a monthly empowerment call and other things that they can be a part of, because for me, it's really about empowerment and helping each person get to their highest potential. So that's kind of how the process works.
Gotcha. Now, you know, Periscope and Mercat have really, they've really come into play in a real powerful way. How are you utilizing those platforms? I've talked to several other People in our expert space that have really jumped on the bandwagon, and I see how they're using it. I know how I'm using it. I've seen some people that are being more successful than others at using it.
Right.
But how are you utilizing this to further your message and further empower people? How do you use those platforms to, better your message and better reach people?
That's a great question. The thing that I'm loving about Periscope, and I did a Periscope about this last week, the value of it, is the amazing opportunity that it gives you to connect with people, and connecting with people of like passion and like interest around the same kind of ideas. And so what I've done, I've kind of used my blog, like things like Crush It, what you were talking about, and other things as a launching pad for that. And so, the topic might be fear. The topic might be how to improve your brand. The topic might be how to break through limitations. And so what I do, I try to take a topic every week and give them some very clear, simple action steps that they can take toward overcoming that in their life. And like for the first few broadcasts, I didn't even really mention a whole lot about coaching or books or services or anything. I really tried to build relationships with the people that were connecting with me through it. And so now we've ventured out a little deeper, and now we're making offers and different things. But it was really about connecting with people, because I see Periscope as becoming a powerful tool for connectivity, a powerful tool for networking. And the wonderful thing I'm loving about Periscope is that it's giving every person the opportunity to create a platform and to tell a story and to gather people around that story, which is the same thing we do with business and branding all the time, but just imagine the world having the opportunity to do that. So I think it is so powerful, and I think that we're going to see it evolve. I mean, they're already planning a summit for later this year, so that lets you know how big it's becoming. So I think it's going to offer a great potential for a lot of people, businesses, leaders, everybody in the future. So I'm just leveraging it and connecting with people.
Excellent. Yeah, that's basically how I see it. And right now, as I introduce it to my audience. And then, it's still a little bit new. So some people are just getting started, but wow. I mean, you can be very personal with people, and really get to know them by watching their Periscope, episodes and really connect. Like, it's not produced, it's done on the phone or the tablet, and it's them. There's no stage lights, there's no anything.
Right.
Sometimes the audio is not even that great, but it's just the fact that, they're real people. And even some of the people that are really, kind of our gurus, they started using the platform, and it's like, hey, wow, that person's just a real person like me. They went through the same struggles. They go, same problems in life, everything as I am. So really cool platform. You mentioned in there, and I want to make sure that we touch base on it. You mentioned your book, the new book that you just written. So I'll touch on that. And I also want to touch on the other, besides the leadership stuff, the other products and services you provide. So starting with the book first, tell us a little bit about the book, where we can get it, all that information. But you already gave us a little bit about why you wrote it. But tell us a little about where we can get it and how you're utilizing that book to, kind of, I guess, progress these other products and services that you have to offer.
That's a great question. Chosen is basically, I tell people all the time that it is basically all of the lessons about leadership that I wanted to be put in a book but I never heard about. There's so many books about leadership, and so I was not one that just wanted to write another book about leadership just to write it. I wanted to write something of substance that could really help people. And from private conversations and different things that I've talked about
and different roles that I serve. I'm on a peace council. I'm on a council with other leaders and different things. Different conversations that we've had in private about some of the challenges and things that we see in leadership kind of made me go into a mode of writing this book. And so I call it a manual for what 21st century leadership should look like. If there was a blueprint that went through some of the challenges and also provided the cures for what we see happening, this would be that book. And so it kind of goes in depth to some of the issues of our time, and then it goes into even greater depth about how to turn and transform leadership, and even kind of what we were talking about with that mentoring and pouring into generations so that we can ensure that wisdom and knowledge is transferred so that we can really have successful and sustainable leadership moving forward. And so they can get the book from, they can go right on JamelSanders.com and get a copy of the book. They can also get it from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and all of those major retailers have access to the book. And then it's also available in Kindle, Nook, and other e-reader format. So whatever format they want, they have access to the book. But it's just a great tool for leadership, and I've been talking about it a lot. I've been writing about it a lot. I wrote a piece about it on the Huffington Post that was really, really big. A lot of executives and people started reaching out saying, where had this book been? You know, somebody finally wrote about it. So it was just a sign to me that I was on track with this book and that it's doing what I want it to do. And so from it, I've springboarded into some webinars and leadership development trainings and other programs. And even we've created what we're calling the Empowerment Leadership Audit. And so I talk a lot about leadership audits in the book, but we have created a division and service where we'll help you as a leader to develop those audits and things that can transform their organization and help them in the work that they're doing. So that's just part of what I'm doing. Leadership, like I said, will probably always be like one of my key focuses. And, of course, I still love coaching people and coaching business leaders as well. But this has kind of been my focus for 2015. And so I'm excited. I'm proud of the book. And I think people get a lot of value out of it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really good read. I'm gonna have to get myself a copy of it and check that out. And of course, I like the Kindle version. That way, I can carry it around on my tablet without actually laying the book down and losing it. So that's always right. Key for me. But now you also have some, you know, a coaching platform for people that you coach on. You know, is that one-on-one? Is that an online courses that you do that? How do you deliver those courses and things to people?
That's great. I love coaching services being tailored to a person's need. And so there are individual coaching programs. There's also group coaching mechanisms, like we just did a 30 days empowerment morning motivation training where we opened it up to a larger group of people and we coached multiple people at once. Then there's the mastermind groups like you talked about that we have for business leaders. And then there are online classes that we offer. So it just depends on the needs of the individual and what they're in need of at that particular time. But there's pretty much a format that will reach any person in any situation that they're in need of help and training and coaching.
Gotcha. Well, you know, The conversation in this interview has been extraordinary. I do urge all of our listeners, get over to the website and check that out. There's a lot there, and it's right there. He's put it in a really nice format. Not a lot of reading, but there's some, and pictures. And pictures are always good, because, like I said, I have the picture of Crush It. Just, boom, I was there. I had to check that out and get a little more information on that. So, listeners, get over, it's JamelSanders.com. Just go over there and check it out. Just so you know, it's a JamelLe and then Sanders, SANDERS.com. Go check that out. Get a copy of his book. That's probably going to be an extraordinary read. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, in kind of winding out the interview, what would be one thing you wanted to leave the listeners with?
I think the thing that I would want to leave your listeners with today is, we talked a lot about leadership and success and everything, but I think the thing that I really want people to leave with is an understanding that you have been created and designed for a unique purpose and assignment and destiny in the world, and that I believe that even though the world is experiencing a lot of turbulence and crises and uncertainty, I think this is an amazing opportunity for you to rise up, to release the fullness of your potential and to make a big impact in the world. And so I would say to your audience, whatever your assignment is, if it's in business, if it's, you know, if it's in the home, whatever your purpose or destiny is, I think that now is the time for you to get involved, get active, and crush it and make a commitment to excellence and to do it at the highest level you can do it with integrity, do it with passion, and make a decision that you're going to leave a mark on this world and that you're not just going to just live your life, but you're going to live it with meaning and purpose, and that you're going to do something that resonates and lives way beyond your time and your generation. So that's my message.
Excellent. That's awesome. Well, guys, get over JamilSanders.com. Check that out. Jamil, I appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to reach out to you on social medias off air and just connect with you there and stay in touch. I like the message. I like the conversation. I'd like to follow up on that and see if there's some other synergies to work together in other ways besides the radio show. So I appreciate you being on and look forward to more great things coming from you in the future. And right now we've got to go to quick break, and then we'll be back to recap the show and finish it out.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back to the final segment of the best hour in internet radio, Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. As I've mentioned, the Legal Eagle is... He's with the wife. He had to take her for a procedure, so they actually should be on their way back to resting and recovering at the house, and that would be a great thing. But all the listeners out there, keep him in your thoughts and prayers as they go through that situation and recover, and everything should be awesome. But, you know, you never know. So thoughts and prayers, keep that going. I hope you guys love the show. I mean, Jamil was awesome. That was a great guest. Really enjoyed the conversation. I hope you guys did too. He touched on something and said a few things that really sparked a deeper conversation, but a lot of those things are issues and concerns of all of us in the world and in the community is, you know, who are our true leaders? And the ones that are leading, are they really leading, or are they actually just following what they're told and they're not really standing for anything? And I think there's a big gap in, you know, some of the leaders we've had in the past and some of the leaders we have now, and those struggles for finding a leader and understanding that those qualities of being a leader, you can't just go down somewhere and buy them. They take years to develop. It's years of experience and wisdom and knowledge and learning and, you know, personal growth that make you and grow into a leader. It's something that's, you know, greatness is always developed. It's always earned. It's never just given. There's always a price for all that. And I think, you know, Jamil had a great message for us there on his works, not just, you know, not just nationally, but globally, what he's trying to do to help create and grow and educate these future leaders in our communities. And it was an awesome conversation. Hope you guys got the entirety. If you didn't, the good thing is this is internet radio. You can go back and listen to it again, and it will be probably just as awesome the second time, if not more so, than it was the first. So definitely go check it out, legaleagleandthecoachradio.com, and you can get the replay as soon as this is as soon as we're finished with this segment. So JamilSanders.com, he has a new book out, Chosen, up on Amazon. You can get it on his website. It's also on Kindle and Nook. So you have no excuse for not getting a copy, because it's everywhere. And he made it very simple for you. So go ahead and get that and start a journey with Jamil to find out his thoughts and insights on developing into a great leader. So that was an awesome, awesome interview. Really enjoyed that. One more time, I want to thank all my sponsors for the 10X Tank last night. You guys did an outstanding job. We had a number of referrals and people wanting to get one-on-one sessions after the event. It was really, to date, probably one of the best mastermind events that we've had. Looking forward to the last one before the one-year anniversary. I can't believe that we're already coming up on a full year that I've been doing the 10X Tank. And wow, it's changed a lot, but it's been a lot of fun. And you know, I gotta say, once again, Robert Gutierrez and I, when we came up with the idea, that was the total thought. Let's do something that's fun. Let's do something that educates and entertains people. It's kind of like David and I in the radio show. That's all we started out doing, is wanted to have fun. And it's grown into, it's grown into a great, great event. And a lot of people have been helped through the event. A lot of people have met people that have helped them from that event, and it just keeps growing. I got up this morning, already had people inboxing me and direct messaging me on Twitter from my Periscope episode last night, wanting to know how they get invited and, so they can make arrangements to be in town. So if I got people coming from out of town, then, you know, probably a pretty good event. So anyways, I'm looking forward to a lot of fun. Thanks to all the sponsors that helped me put that on and everything. And, you know, as we wind up the show, you know, take time to look and reflect upon yourself. Where are you in life? Where are you with your business? Where are you with your relationships? Are you the leader you want to be? You know, maybe you need to pick up a book, or maybe CDs and some other things, and start educating yourself so you can become the leader and person that you want to be. You know, is your business not going in the right direction? Hey, reach out to myself, and I'm a business coach. That's what I do. Reach out to me. We can put it on the whiteboard and get it figured out. Maybe you've come into some legal issues. Well, contact the Legal Eagle. David is an attorney, And if it's not something that he practices, he probably knows someone that does. So as I leave the show, hey, I want everyone to have an awesome, awesome rest of the week. It's been a great Wednesday, been a great show. Looking forward to next week. And yeah, we'll sign off with everyone go out there and smile. Everyone go out there and have fun, live, laugh, and love. And you know what? 10X your day, however that is defined to you. Maybe make more money, maybe make new relationships. However it's done to you, go out there, 10X your day. I will see you next week.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.